I drop my wallet in my diaper bag and set it down in the small gap on the floor beside me. The woman next to me glanced at it, then blinked up at me. I smiled blandly, sucking on my iced tea until she finally turned back to her lunch again. Sylvia made a face at her sandwich. "Tell me again why we picked this place."
"Because head wounds take forever to clean up?
Sorry I was late."
"Where are we with your deadline?"
she asked around a mouthful of tuna.
"Please tell me I took the train all the way down here for good news."
"Not exactly." She glared at me as she chewed.
"Tell me you at least have a plan in place."
I slumped over my tray and picked at my food. "Sort of."
"They paid you half up front for this job. Tell me you're close."
I leaned across the table, pitching my voice low, thankful the college student beside me was wearing headphones. "My last few murders were so formulaic. I'm becoming too predictable. I feel like I'm falling into a rot sill."
"So, change up your approach."
She waved her spoon in the air, like conjuring a novel was no big deal.
"The contract doesn't specify how the whole thing plays out. As long as you get it done by next month. You can do that, right?"
I stuffed in a bite of sandwich to keep from having to answer that. If I really pushed it, I could finish a rough draft in 8 weeks. 6 tops.
"How hard can it be? You've done it before."
"Yes, but this one's going to be messy." I tested a mouthful of soup. It tasted like cardboard. Like everything else had tasted since my divorce.
"I could kill for some hot sauce," I muttered, checking the table beside me.
Salt, pepper, sugar, and napkins. No hot sauce. But the woman hardly noticed. She was staring at my open bag on the floor. I tucked my wallet farther inside and folded the handles down, concealing the contents from view. When she continued to stare, I threw her a frosty look.
"I don't understand what's so hard. You've got a beautiful, sweet, sympathetic woman who needs to be rescued from a really bad guy. The bad guy gets handled. A sympathetic woman reveals the depths of her gratitude. Everyone lives happily ever after. And you get a big fat check."
I tore off the end of my baguette. "About the check?"
"Absolutely not."
Sylvia waved her spoon at me.
"I can't go back to them and ask for another advance."
"I know, but there's a lot of research involved in this one," I said in a low voice. "We're talking seedy nightclubs, instruments of torture, secret code words. This is completely outside my area of expertise. I'm usually very neat, you know, conservative. Nothing too far out there. But this..." I severed the end of my cheesecake. "This one's different, Syl. If I pull this off, I could become the next big name in this business.